The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He summoned a crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles the person, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one." Then his disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He said in reply, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, just a quick note before we look at the Gospel this morning, quick note about St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney is a wonderful saint. He was born in the year 1786 and died in the year 1859. He was, came from a peasant farmer family in France, wanted to be a priest, and they had great doubts about him in the seminary because he did not have, in their opinion, very much intelligence. And it was through his perseverance that he was eventually ordained and became a priest. The bishop didn't seem to have a great respect for him and sent him to a little remote parish in a place called Ars-en-Dombe in France. And there he spent the rest of his life because the people would not leave him, would not let him leave. He became a wonderful preacher and a wonderful confessor. And eventually, in his time there, thousands of people began coming to him because he could see into people's souls, tell them, forecast the future. He had a wonderful insight, became, and at one stage was spending 18 hours a day doing nothing else but hearing confessions. And to this very, very day, Ars has become a great place of pilgrimage, especially for priests. So he's the patron saint of all priests and especially of pastors. So that's St. John Mary Vianney. And then very briefly in the Gospel this morning, it's not what goes into a person that makes a person bad, it's what comes out of one's mouth. Isn't that something we all need to look at? You know, the kind of the bitterness and the horrible things we are capable of saying at times. I think we've all got to look into our own hearts. We see it so often these days, unfortunately, on our TV screens, the things people and say, how they denigrate one another, the lies that people are capable of, and they Jesus this morning, in a very nice way, points out that it's not the observance of ritual laws and rules that makes one a good person or a person pleasing to God, and the washing of hands and all that kind of stuff is fine. It's what the thoughts in our hearts. So we've all got to look into our own hearts and into our own souls, and instead of cleaning the outside, begin cleaning the inside.